Hey, my name is Kaushik Bharat. I'm the dev lead on Fresh Paint.
Hey, and I'm Chad Green. I'm the art director in Central Media, and I'm going to be demoing some of the features that Kaushik's talking about.
So here we are here to talk about the next version of Fresh Paint, but before we get into a new version, I just want to talk about a little bit about the history of Fresh Paint. Fresh Paint has its roots in Microsoft Research, and what they were trying to do there was trying to model real-life oil paint. We took that prototype and we brought it forward to the Materials Lab in Museum of Modern Art at New York, and we got good response. So then we had a first version release with Windows 8, where we tried to have the realistic oil painting medium as well as we could. We were overwhelmed with the good response that we received and from the people that used it. They also gave us good feedback as to what are the features they like and what are the tools and the mediums they enjoy using. So some new features that we added with Fresh Paint for the Windows 8.1 version has been watercolors, the new pencil medium, and a new clean modern UI, along with some of the features that we will talk about. So as we can see, Chad is now going through the new clean modern UI that we have kind of built, where you see we have the pencils up here. That's new watercolor models. The brushes look as realistic as possible. And one thing that we have tried to do is keep the same or achieve the same kind of realism that people have been used to with the oil medium, the same with the watercolors as well. And you can see he can go mix watercolors in his palettes. He can have multiple palettes up there that allows him to go back and forth between palettes, keep the colors that they have he has mixed, and start on a painting with the kind of realism that we have always known. So apart from the watercolor medium and the pencil medium that we just showed you, we also have some other integration points into different services. One of them is canvas printing. We wanted to allow users to print directly from Fresh Paint. And so we partnered with Canvas Pop, a company that produces highly realistic canvas prints. As a user, you can create your masterpiece and directly from the app, print it onto Canvas Pop, and they will deliver the canvas print at your home. Another point of integration is Bing image search. So we wanted users to get inspiration from the images and photographs around them. So we have integrated deeply with Bing image search, allowing users to just search for anything that they want and then derive inspiration from it, or they can also bring them into Fresh Paint, apply new filters, a set of filters that we have added, and bring it into their painting and make it their own. So these are the two integration points that we have along with the whole set of features that we just talked about. Hey, and so Chad is now going to talk about Fresh Paint and how it feels for an artist to use Fresh Paint. Chad.
Yeah, so my day job is Xbox and video games and such, and we come across a lot of software out there that we use in our day-to-day jobs, and I got to say that I was really excited when Fresh Paint came out. Not only was it an awesome digital art creation tool, but it replicated media in a way that, I was actually passionate about, not only in my professional job, but, even as a hobbyist or an everyday person. And the new version that just came out is incredibly awesome. I've used a lot of software that replicates watercolor, but nothing like this. These brushes and the strokes and the way they react to the canvas and, the texture of the canvas and intelligently bleed together, mixing colors within your palette is just awesome. I'm really excited to get my hands on this. In fact, I asked Kaushik if I could borrow one over the weekend, and I went out and painted a bunch of stuff over the weekend, just so excited to use it. And I think it's gonna, be received really well. And as you can see here, these watercolor brushes, they're just fantastic. And there's different types, and they obey the rules of what you'd expect traditionally, but they're also really easy for a beginner, anyone to pick up and just, mess around and have fun with. And then, adding in the fact that now I can actually print my work of art, and all that's integrated is, really, really, really awesome.
So we have these media out here, but we also have the ability to mix them, and they will behave as they do in real life. That's one thing that we have really tried to achieve. So if you have an oil brush stroke and you have pencil over it, then you will see that the pencil is going to scrape away the oil. And that's one thing that we have tried to achieve. So similarly with watercolor and pencil, we have tried to achieve the same kind of realism as they mix. And as you can see, Chad started this painting where he has used both pencil and watercolor, and the experience, and I let Chad more talk more about how he has done this.
Yeah, I have to say that that's one thing that there, you know, no software out there has ever done, and it's actually kind of frustrating as an artist where you're painting with colors that should blend a certain way, or when you use crayon on top of pencil, I mean that has a, you know, a reaction that has never been captured in digital before until now. And that one I actually didn't even know about. I was like, why isn't my watercolor, you know, covering up, you know, this oil paint? And it just happened to be that they actually wrote the code to physically obey those sort of things. And once I realized that, I embraced it and used it. So in this case here, most of this was done with watercolor brushes, but it did start out with the graphite pencils, and I did use the smudge tools, and I used some of the oil paint features as well, just to pop some of the more opaque colors. But it was really, really fascinating to see how that all worked together.
As we release a Windows 8.1 version of Fresh Paint, we also release a phone version. We have the same kind of experience that we have on Windows PC that we have now brought to the Windows Phone. You have the same pencil, same Bing image search, and all these new filters. So we have all those on the phone as well. So if you are on Windows 8 and you have the old version of Fresh Paint, all you need to do is upgrade to Windows 8.1 and you will get the latest version of Fresh Paint. We are really looking forward to what you guys can create with Fresh Paint. There is a good, vibrant community out there on Facebook, on Twitter, that where we see great paintings coming from Fresh Paint. And we are really overwhelmed by the kind of response that we have got. So please use Fresh Paint and please share your paintings with us.